Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Breeding. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Ginsberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hansen out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball four. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Busby. The throw from Ginsberg and he is safe. Busby steals second. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Freese reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Freese moves to third. Landis moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Freese tags and scores. Landis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Woodling moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Stevens scores. Woodling moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Freeze strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to third for the out. Minoso moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Jim Busby. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive towards first. Severs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Billy Klaus now playing second base. Billy Heft now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to Heft covering. Safe. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 3 in the game. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Woodling hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Minoso. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ginsburg fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.